Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It is time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the long wait is finally over. Golf's first major of the year is this coming weekend. Golfers are headed to San Francisco and compete for the crown. No better way to join in the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, to celebrate golf's first major of the year. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions all weekend long, and all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Every day of the tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook is boosting your profits by 30%. All you have to do is opt in and place a bet. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Just enter code KSN when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He is Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, y'all ready for a new week and ready to talk some Penn State football?
I am, and each week brings a new lovely surprise, doesn't it? With the pandemic, I think things are happening faster than we realize them in real time. And there are some big events going on and some big pieces of news that, in the grand scheme of things, in the big picture of college football and college athletics, could be very meaningful if it continues to play out the way it does. So we got a lot to talk about today.
There really is a lot, and we're going to get in depth into a few things, the scheduling and some of the players' demands now. So a lot going on, but let's get to the latest news first, Dustin. First of all, and this is always interesting, when they update the roster, you've got to take a look at it and see, you know, they'll put out the new numbers for the players. But the most interesting thing for me is that new listing of their weights. And this time they released it, there's no shortage of some surprises, both weight loss and weight gain. So what stood out to you?
Well, I mean, just there are a few themes. One is defensive tackles going down in weight. One is interior offensive linemen going down in weight. And they went up in a big way the last time Penn State updated their roster. And now they're down, you know, presumably to start the preseason and start training camp. Juice Scruggs and Mike Miranda both down 16 pounds into the 280s. I suspect that they'll go back up a little bit. I'm curious to see what that means. Penn State has really never gotten too much into the fluctuations and weight, what seemed to be natural. So I don't think it raises alarms or anything. I think this is a purposeful thing to get these guys down and wait to start camp, maybe make them a little quicker. Maybe Phil Troutwine wants his interior guys to be a little bit more nimble than they are oversized. You know, that was a priority looking back at Joe Paterno's years too, something that he wanted in his offensive linemen. So I'm curious to see how meaningful that is. And then couple of defensive tackles going down in weight, Hakeem Beamon and Judge Culpepper, both double-digit pounds down. They're both playing a spot where quickness is at more of a premium than holding up against double teams. So that seems to make sense. And then at the same time, a couple young defensive tackles went up over 300 pounds. For Torma Mulba, who is now 6'3", 302, you saw him listed as a recruit in the 270 range. He arrived at Penn State at 283, now up at 302. And for him, he is such a big, natural, strong, athletic kid. I suspect 302 looks pretty good on him. Not bad weight. I anticipate that being good weight. And then Hakeem Beamon also, Devon Ellis, I'm sorry, went up over 300 pounds as well. With Mulba, you know, I'm curious to see how all that athleticism and strength, you know, his natural gifts, how quickly they can translate, because he's still pretty new to football. But if he's a 302-pound ball of muscle, that is a really interesting development. So those are the things that kind of stood out. At defensive end, Adisa Isaac and Smith-Vilbert both down a lot of weight, too. Adisa Isaac at 6'4", 240 now. Not too far off of where he played last season, where I thought he looked pretty slender.
You know, it's interesting. That really stuck out to me, the defensive ends losing weight. That looks like a plan if you've got multiple guys at the position doing that. But my overall question for both the guys losing weight and gaining weight, do you think any of it is unplanned? It just because of not being on campus, not having the oversight of the strength and conditioning staff, that maybe the players went a direction just naturally instead of as part of a plan?
And that's entirely possible. And that would go for both lifting and the oversight there and how tirelessly they worked. Although, you know, looking back at Judge Culpepper was available to media about a week or so ago and seemed to be doing everything right. So I think for him, there might be a blend here of guys who it's meant to happen and guys who they just haven't been able to either lift right. Or how about the nutrition component of it? How about not being able to have all those high protein snacks between, or maybe have access to the same kind of protein shakes and supplements, you know, all the nutrition that Penn State provides at their facility, not having that at home. So maybe, I mean, you look at a lot of these are the bigger guys on the roster who, you know, had to work to get themselves up in weight in a lot of cases, you know, like Adisa Isaac going up to 256, how much of that was just so purposeful and not, and less his body just naturally growing into it. And so there might be some, I mean, I'm sure a few of these cases there, the weight lost isn't quite what they wanted it to be. You know, it's a little bit more.
It'll be interesting to see how they adjust now that they're back on campus and see if the coaching staff is molding them a little bit different way. All right. A couple other news items, Dustin. I think a lot of us have been a bit disappointed in the 2021 recruiting results. A lot of players, higher rated players. Penn State hasn't been able to win, but they seem to be off to a pretty fast start in 2022. They picked up a couple receivers, a tight end and a wide receiver. And now this week, there is a Pennsylvania quarterback who's getting ready to commit. And perhaps by the time you even hear this, the commitment may have already happened. All things are pointed towards Penn State for Bo Prabhula. And I'm pronouncing it that way, Dustin. What do you know about that quarterback? And it appears to be going Penn State's way, correct?
It does. Yeah, all the predictions are in for him. And like you said, there's a good chance you're listening to this. He's already given his commitment. We'll just go ahead and assume that Penn State's the pick because he seems to be pretty confident in this and had a tone of why wait when he was talking about this with 24/7 Sports over the weekend. So it looks like Penn State will be the pick. I like the quarterback, Jim. 6'2", 195. You have to keep in mind that this is still a kid who's going into his junior season, still two more years left of development. And I think you see it on film, his ability to run and make things happen. I know that he mentioned earlier that Penn State compared him to Trace McSorley, just that gamer component to him. The difference, I think, will be, you know, Bo Prabhula is, you know, still just a sophomore. I really think he's going to come out. His frame's kind of big. I really think he's going to, you know, in the next 2 years, instead of 6'2", 195, you could see him be 6'3", 215, you know, and if those are the numbers and he starts creeping toward those numbers, you know, he's going to look a whole lot more like the prototypical quarterback that you want from a dimension standpoint. And I think he's going to protect that ability to make things happen with his legs. I do think if he grows into his frame, you'll see his arm strength improve. That was one of my questions that I have for him. I think you see some arm talent there, but I think some of these physical things, you know, and a guy like him, still a little bit on the skinny side, his numbers are going to improve quite a bit, and he's going to become a focal point of the Central York offense. You're going to see his numbers on the field go up. I think that Penn State's getting in early on a stock, quote unquote, that's going to rise over the next 2 years. And I think that's why Penn State offered. And that's why a bunch of other schools followed up and offered too, is that they see the potential. They see the build on him and how easy, gaining 15 or 20 pounds looks like it's going to be.
and Penn State has shown themselves to do a pretty good job in recruiting quarterbacks. I'm also going to give a little bit of a preview here of what's to come later in the week. Our own Ross Tucker is going to do his scouting report on Bo Perbula. And just a little tease here, Ross likes him quite a bit, Dustin.
Well, anyway, remember, Ross didn't like Saquon Barkley quite as much as he probably should have. Just keep that in mind.
You're not going to let that go. Well,
I'll defend
Ross. He was also the one who liked Trace McSorley quite a bit. Trace McSorley was one of the first players that he did a scouting report for us on our show. And he really liked Trace McSorley. And guess what? That seemed to turn out pretty well. So despite you disparaging him, Dustin, I will defend Ross's ability as a scout.
But listen, in all honesty, when it comes to quarterbacks, Penn State has a formula that, you know, it works for college quarterbacks, that who cares if they aren't premium NFL draft kind of tools. Now, you saw Trace McSorley work himself into a draft pick. But who cares if it doesn't look like on paper a guy has NFL tools? A, it could still happen over time. And B, Bo Perbula, I do think that by the time he gets to Penn State, his physique and stuff, it's going to be a lot more impressive.
Well, we seem to fall into this quarterback discussion quite a bit on our show, and that's okay. But Penn State, we went back, looked at some of the records. They've never gotten the really, really elite quarterback out of high school. But they have seemed to have done a pretty good job in their scouting and their development. And remember, going back, even though Justin Fields never came to Penn State seemed to be the first one major school that was really in on him. So I'll chalk that up as another scouting victory for them, right?
Yeah, I think you have to give a lot of credit to the coaching staff for the evaluation component of it. As you said, Justin Fields in on the ground floor with him. You saw what happened with him. It happens. You know, a guy like that, his recruitment explodes. It goes national. He's from the state of Georgia. These things are going to happen. I think the fact that Penn State was there, was in on him, is a good thing. Same thing with Pribula. You know, I think Penn State was in on him, as they should be for a Pennsylvania kid. And all these other schools follow behind. I think their evaluation and their development are underrated things. You know, they can recruit. I think they've proven at quarterback and otherwise they can do these other things too.
I think so. I will be confident in the Penn State coaching staff when it comes to quarterbacks. I really will. All right, Dustin, that is it for quarter number one. In quarter number two, we're going to talk about all these conferences coming out with their schedule plans.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The final 22 teams are ready to get back out on the court. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app to get in on the action and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.